what you did, what Mary Tyler Bowden did, what, you know, presumably many of us, you know, me too, separately, like, oh, it's what kind of virus? And oh, we have all of these remarkably, you know, actually a lot, but ivermectin is the one we're talking about. We have these medicines. In this case, it's one that the WHO already put on its list of essential medicines. Why? Because it's got such broad efficacy across so many things. It doesn't just work on RNA viruses. It also works on helmets. It works on so many things. And the idea that what you need, even though we've previously put this as one of our top medicines to use, both because it tends to be safe and it tends to be effective against a broad range of things, you're not going to even talk about it until you've seen specific research about its efficacy on this particular problem. That's not how any of this is supposed to work.
That's not how any of this is supposed to work at the scientific level. For one thing, she is effectively implying that it doesn't work. There is circumstantial reason to think it does. It might work. And at the very least, with a drug this safe, and it is as safe as any drug out there,
yes,
was it given to the people on the ship? It would be an obvious thing to do. You've got people who were in an environment in which hantavirus is there, whatever the mechanism that they seem to have contacted it, it would be an obvious thing to do because it's so safe. Even if you thought it had a 1% chance of working, the downside is so low that it would make sense. And instead, the WHO is coming at this, we've got to shut that ivermectin thing down again.